Hi, I'm Mike White.
And I'm Rob St. Mary.
And we're the hosts of the Projection Booth podcast.
If you haven't heard of the Projection Booth, that's okay.
But we think it's time that you have.
We've been doing this for over 3 years now.
And we think we're doing a pretty good show.
Every week we look at a different film and put it in context.
We try to bring you interviews with the people behind the films.
Or experts on a subject matter covered in the film.
We don't specialize in any one particular genre or type of film.
We try to examine every aspect of cinema.
From every corner of the globe.
Even at 3 years, we barely just scratched the surface.
But we're ready. We're ready for you to listen to us.
That's right. Now's the time to give us a shot.
Download us through our free smartphone app.
Or through Stitcher, iTunes, Geek Juice Radio, Jackalope.
Or our website.
Projection-booth.com.
We'll keep making great shows.
Now it's your turn to listen to them.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From Asthma Core Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now?
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
Yeah.
Yep.
Why not?
You know? Hello. That's what we do.
You're back.
Yeah.
Chris only flies into the from the East Coast to do the podcast every once in a while.
Yeah, no, I come in once
Glad
a week.
Glad to have you in here.
Yeah.
Man, no, it's another episode of the Weedsman Podcast. I'm Chris.
Like I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron.
And number 44. This would be George W., wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Number 44.
Man.
That's what it
is. I got to start out with that shit.
Okay. Thank you to all the new followers on Twitter. Appreciate it. All the people, the new people that are listening on TuneIn.com. Thanks to everyone who's just... If you're new this week, welcome. There's 43 other shows. Check right. them out. We also got some of them there nuggets kicking around. We're at 30 of those.
Really?
All right. So this week, we got that Candy Kush.
Yep. Delicious.
Candy Crush?
Not to be confused with Candy Crush.
That horrible.
Smoking on some of that Candy Kush saga?
Yep. We do not get any friend invites for that.
Yeah, fuck that game.
Exactly.
I'm all about Bubble Mania. Whatever the fuck it's called. Bubble Witch Saga.
I don't know. I haven't heard that one.
I would like to publicly announce I've never ever played a single second of Candy Crush.
Well, you're better off.
All you motherfuckers tried to get me.
Then you don't even know.
I know it's like crack. I know.
You didn't waste the time.
I know they build rehab centers for it.
No, I can imagine. Yeah, for sure.
They all look really weird. Like they got their legs are way too long. They're kind of dressed like adults.
Well, this is back when the black gentleman pulled the pants up.
Oh yeah, that's why their legs look so long.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, they're wearing tight fitting pants. They're actually you could probably just throw them into any situation today and they'd look normal.
Right. But yeah, Candy Kush. Yeah, I wanted to see. You kept throwing it in there. Candy Kush. Candy Kush, yes. The strain that we are smoking today. Well, I went and looked for the information from our good friends at WikiLeaf.
With WikiLeaf?
Yes. They provided
the Transformers pod.
But, they brought us the information today. Candy Kush is an indica-dominant hybrid that won the very first Western Slope Cannabis Crown held in Aspen, Colorado. It is a tall, thin plant with large, sticky buds that give off a sweet lemon scent. The strain's high starts with a strong cerebral effect that almost instantly lift moods by producing dopamine. This euphoria is quickly followed by a heavy, lazy body high. Candy Kush is ideal for strains for those who are suffering from eating disorders, nausea, because it typically stimulates appetite and gives the user the munchies.
Oh boy.
Tell me this pot gives you the munchies? Fuck.
This is the pot that gives you the munchies.
God damn it.
You're getting plenty of that lately.
Oh, I know. It's horrible
too.
First
the MK Ultra, now this shit.
And I think we're finally ending our run of holidays that have candy in them, too.
What? It's Easter.
No,
up.
But I'm saying, I think that's we're blowing our wad here. Because
oh, okay.
I think we're... Because it just seems like it's like fucking... It's Halloween, and then Christmas, and then Valentine's Day, And wait, then Easter, it's just like
you skip
just,
right over Thanksgiving, like the most eatenest holiday of ever. Right.
Yeah, but there's no Thanksgiving candy. Reese's doesn't make peanut butter turkeys.
Yeah, but you're eating pies and shit. And I don't know. There's still a lot of sweets going around on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
aren't
true. It's more homemade sweets, but it just seems like, yeah, for
I
just.
I don't know. I haven't been to one in a while. For, yeah, help me out.
Me neither.
Just seems like
they still serve turkey.
For 6 months, it just seems like every time you go to the grocery store, there's a giant display of candy for something. Yeah. And it's getting a little hard to walk by these displays all baked out in the grocery store and not grab up, like, I want a bag of this and I want a bag of
you
this.
You think that's bad? You should try walking around in malls now. They have Girl Scouts selling Girl Scout cookies in the malls.
They sell them at the malls?
Yeah, in the booths.
Oh, so evil bitches.
Yeah.
So if you like Girl Scout cookies and you're a pedophile, and then they just also stay away from the mall.
Yeah. They also remember, you know, they don't remember that you walked by, you know, the last time. Like, you come back the other
way. They don't care.
Those
little bitches just want to sell cookies.
Either you didn't buy the first time, or you already ate them, and now you need more for the way out.
Right. They should have, like, a little mini cooler with, like, little bottles of milk right there, so you can go.
If they were smart, yeah.
Yeah.
$5.
Yeah.
12 ounces of milk, $5. Old man, cough it up.
Now, what starts with the letter C? Cookie starts with C. Let's think of other things that starts with C. Who cares about other things? C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie.
Hey, this guy's on our Munchies track.
Oh, yeah.
I know him.
C is for cookie. Well, we have him on retainer.
Cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh, C.
All right, that's enough.
Yep.
Although, look, the other monsters have joined him in the background. You got Harry Monster.
Oh, wow.
Who else? You got... They're all nameless.
They all look hairy to me. What do you mean?
No, but the one in...
Oh. Yeah, they all do.
Did you hear that Joseph Gordon-Levitt is going to be starring in a Fraggle Rock movie?
Wow,
that is like the most amusing.
I don't know how I feel about it. That could go. That could go one of two ways. That could be really fucking awesome or really fucking bad.
Think of
he tends to be. He doesn't. Has he ever really been in anything bad? Like that's been deemed a bad movie or a bad project.
No, he's a great actor, but
he seems to have good taste or at least a good agent.
But think of how many amazing actors have been on the stage with Muppets and looked less real than the Muppets. I mean, they end up looking so wooden and like not sure who to where. Like, I don't know.
Like what was it?
There's
Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams.
Then the last one, I did not enjoy her performance.
No. Yeah. No, I did not.
Jason Segel.
See, I enjoyed his performance.
Jason Segel could pull it off.
Yeah, pretty good with that.
I think, your comedians and your improv people know how to roll with that type of shit.
Right.
Everyone else.
You have this bent on you are a Canadian racist.
And everyone, I love Rachel McAdams. Slings and Arrows is the first thing I saw her on. It was a Canadian television show about a Shakespearean company, the Royal Shakespearean Company in Canada. So it was all about drama people. So anyway. Yeah, they're rebooting Fraggle Rock.
That's crazy.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt is going to be what in this?
Yeah, like what character is he going to be? Like, is he the son of the old guy that had Sprocket? Like, is he a grandson?
Is this going to be...
Will there be Uncle Traveling Matt?
Yeah,
has he passed on?
Has Joseph Gordon-Levitt ever done any like comedy or anything? He seems like he's in these super serious movies. Is this going to be Fraggles versus Doozers?
Dude. Right.
Like the Doozers are the terrorists?
Yeah.
They're trying to blow up Fraggle Rock?
All right. I hate to publicly embarrass people. Has Joseph Gordon-Levitt ever done comedy? I'll just let...
I can't think... Obviously, you've got something on me.
He did with John Lithgow, Third Rock from the Sun.
I never watched the show.
Oh,
yeah. Little guy named John Lithgow, a little woman named Jane Curtin.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was the kid on Third Rock from the Sun.
Yep. Yep, there he is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I watched, like, you know, maybe 10 minutes of this show total.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't that great of a show, but I mean,
it lasted for.
But
a
yeah, it was on
seasons.
For like most of the '90s.
Yeah,
from like 90.
Season 2 wow. box right there. So
I want to say anywhere from like 94 to 96 to like the end of the decade.
Right.
Well, so there you go. He never did do comedy.
Oh, buzzing. He's here all show, folks. Stay away from the later.
You just proved me right.
Stay away from the later. Our show gets a little blue.
What else we got today? The song?
Do it.
Go ahead and start it.
Your jam.
Yeah, cue up that song for this week. This is... Well, I was struggling a little bit to think of a good song for this week, and I went out and just randomly pulled a record out of my record collection, and it happened to be this, which is by the Sabres of Paradise. It's a techno group in England that's, I don't know, probably not a lot of people know them in America, but they're fairly popular in England. And it's a song called Wilmot, which I think is the first song I ever heard by them. And I also did find out today, in researching it, where the sample comes from. Oh wait, there's a horn sample that comes in. It's just a nice dubbed out dancehall kind of track.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, Sabres of Paradise makes a lot of kind of crazy, sometimes breakbeaty techno. I love this bass line. Heavy use of delay. Now what happened to that horn line? You guys heard it earlier, right?
Yeah.
Did we pick the wrong version? There's the organ.
He said we.
Yeah.
We.
Like we helped.
We.
Yeah.
I. Yeah, this is totally the radio edit. There's people. See, in the video, it looks like it's in New Orleans.
Yeah.
There it is. That's a sample by Wilmoth Houdini, Calypso artist. Black But Sweet was the name of the track that they sample for this. I have like, probably have this in 5 different versions on vinyl. 10-inch,
I like it.
12-inch, different remixes.
And he has records, too.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, hey.
So funny. So funny.
Hey, you know what?
Chewbacca?
This is not the best edit of this song. But you do have all the core elements there.
Pete's on his own pick.
I know, right?
Like, I had no idea. The pick.
I didn't know this was like some sort of radio edit version that they did. Oh well. What are you gonna do? I didn't even know there was a video for this song. This is the track that I used to play at. Sometimes I play at parties and small clubs, do ambient music. You know, either in a secondary room at a party or a club or a cafe on a weekday.
The room where the person would take you to sell you the drugs.
Yeah.
Because it was out of the main room.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Not when I used to go to St. Andrews when they had the 3 floors of fun. Maybe they still do. I don't know. You always, if anything nefarious, you went up to the 3rd floor, whether it was drug deal, hand job, whatever.
That's where the techno went on.
But it was too. But
that's
it was
where Mike Huckabee played.
But it was also all the bullshit was down in the main room, and
yeah,
that's where all the most of the security was down on the main level.
Absolutely. I did plenty of wandering from the basement, which was mostly alternative, to the main floor, which was mostly hip hop. Got a lot of stairs. And not just because it's three floors of fun.
Yeah, I was trying to think
of
a...
I was waiting for that.
I was trying to think of a stairwell joke.
No stairway.
Well, well's a little shallow in that respect.
Let's do the Munchie segment.
No.
Please.
The time has come for this.
That's it. Now you mix it up.
And I don't think this guy's just quite fine. Delicious bean matter.
Oh, isn't that great?
When you're in survival mode, you gotta eat the butt.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Hey, hey, it's the Munchies.
Oh fuck!
That's
man.
That's Rob St. Mary. It's that is a little suggestion he had.
Yeah.
So if we could shout that out.
So was it last week or 2 weeks ago? I bought some brownie mix and we were gonna make some brownies. Mm-hmm. We still might do brownie mix. We are brownie mix.
But we forgot.
We'll just do brownie mix as a munchie.
Yeah.
You just eat it.
It's really powdery.
Out of the bag.
It needs some water. It's like I'm eating chocolate dust.
Right. Just dust trails coming from your mouth.
It's like Nestle Quick, only more intense.
Oh, God.
Did you ever eat Nestle Quick with a spoon?
Yes.
Oh, for sure. I think we all probably Nestle, did.
No.
Come on.
With this, no.
You missed out on a good part of childhood there, Chief.
Yeah, that was a great flavor.
I have shot the Hershey's squirt it right into my mouth, but.
Yeah. I bet you have. Oh,
cut that up, sample it.
I know, right? That's gonna be on our that's gonna be really popular and for our fans in Germany.
Yep, I love it.
But no, Quick is not good anyway. In powdered form, really?
Those are fighting words.
Yeah, come on.
Those are fighting words.
Come on, man.
I think
Quick is bullshit.
I think there are clearly
oh,
two.
Oh God,
there are now officially two camps in the studio. Quick and Hershey's.
Yeah. Fuck that powdered shit. You
got lonely over there on the Hershey side, isn't
syrup,
it?
Syrup, bitch. Syrup. You got to get that scissor up.
Syrup.
I don't discriminate. I do both. So.
Rob, at the same time.
I'm just that fat ass. You know, I got to have that both, that, the dust and the syrup.
Rob's
and,
like, I washed the dust so down with the syrup.
Yep, exactly. I make a slurry out
doing
of that.
Doing shooters. Or yep. Do you let it mix in your mouth like a cement mixer?
Oh, I do it the latter part. You know,
mainlining chocolate. Yeah. Get out a spoon.
Yep.
He does it like a car bomb style. He's got the Nestle's Quick and then a little shot glass of Hershey syrup.
Yep.
I let drops him up, it in there.
Clink, 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 and then just damn, you know, boom.
Dude, you're my new hero.
Anyway.
I come up with this stuff.
So yeah, I got the brownie mix, and you know, I did consider just picking all the chocolate chips out of it, but I refrained. Okay, little bit of backstory. Actually, backstory going back to, I think, was it the first Weedsman where we discussed the broken oven?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so... here it is, episode 44.
Yep, still have a broken oven.
And
it's our fault. We've had access to...
Well, you know, there's just... Especially when you have a kick-ass little toaster oven like we do. And yeah, a decent toaster.
We have learned the utility of the toaster oven.
Yeah, you it's guys just, get a lot out of that.
It's so rare that we have use for a big oven, but, you know, come to find out, I didn't have a pan big enough to, or small enough, I should say, to fit. What the fuck is this?
You've never heard...
Chocolate rain.
You've never heard or seen this?
This was huge.
This is what chocolate rain is?
Yeah. And he's not retarded, even though it looks like he is.
He's pretty smart. Mm-hmm.
Why is he talking like that? I don't know. Yeah,
what's he looking at?
No, he's getting breath.
I'd heard of chocolate rain, so but never knew what the fuck they were talking about. This was like years old, isn't it?
Yeah. This is like one of the first viral videos.
Over 101 million views.
Wow, holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm just now catching
on. Hey, he's big time. He's on Jack and Triumph.
Well, he's got to be making money off of that. So, next time I get an idea for a stupid song, I'm putting it on YouTube. Fuck it. What do I got to lose?
There you go.
So, brownies. They were chocolate brownies with chocolate covered with chocolate chips, right? I was geeked about making some brownies and then realized I do not have the facilities to actually perform that function.
Right.
So, brownie mix goes unused. Next morning, making pancakes. See that brownie mix right next to the box. Well, what could happen? Maybe I'd have a brownie-looking pancake. Maybe I'd have a total mess on my hands. Who knows? There's only one way to find out.
That's right.
It took...
You were going with the vibe.
Yeah, you were going with that vibe. It was pretty sweet. I was like, yeah, keep it. Keep going.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm half hard. Keep going.
Yeah.
So I took a cup of the pancake mix. I took about a quarter cup of that brownie mix.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think I might have got up to a half cup in there. But basically, mixed them together so you got the kind of this brownish gray... Nice,
say everybody have seen my balls up
mixture. Need a quick pick me up. And added some water and, you know, got it that kind of runny pancake pre-cooked consistency.
Okay.
You kind of know what you're, you know, what to look for out of a pancake. I don't go by recipe. I just add water until it gets to the right consistency. You know.
Okay.
Pretty easy thing to figure out, I think. But, anyway, long story short, it was amazing. I made some for you guys tonight.
It was the best.
It moved.
Yeah.
And it
definitely moved.
It looked and tasted exactly like it should. It looked like a brownie looking pancake, and yeah, it tasted like one.
Yeah. It was of the pancake consistency with the brownie taste.
Yeah, and the chocolate chips.
It wasn't as heavy as I expected. It was
right.
It was light.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. But, you know, I think the first time I did it, it didn't come out quite as well because I added a little egg. Or maybe I did the oil. But just the...
I bet you know what else probably would have been a little better?
What's that?
Put a spoonful of Nestle Quick in the batter.
God damn it. No. Wow.
Yeah, that would have been a great idea.
Yeah.
Ew. Not Nestle. Yeah. Hershey's.
And then you put the Hershey syrup.
No,
on
you
top
put the Hershey syrup on top after.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I'm going to try that just to say that I did it before I die. That's on my bucket list.
Okay.
The brownie mix pancake with Nestle's, not Nestle's, fucking
yep,
Hershey's.
We got it in your
Hershey's
brain now.
Syrup. Yep. Syrup, bitch.
Hershey's. But yeah, that definitely sounds like a good way to go.
Yeah, a good way to die.
Yeah. For sure. Okay.
Get an 8-ball, a hooker, and a brownie pancake covered in Nestle's. God damn it, I said Nestle's again.
Yep.
I want
Good
Hershey's.
Job, man. Good job.
You guys have polluted my brain.
This rolls off the tongue so much better. Speaking of tongue.
It was good shit, too. And the first time I did it, I put syrup on it. Because it was the morning, and I was, you know, wanted pancakes, and I would usually put syrup on it. And that was pretty good. Tonight, I ate it without syrup, and it was just fine. All on its own. Time to hit a little bit of that oil.
Tasty.
Yeah, today we have a cannabis-infused e-liquid. So, was it the propylene glycol?
Yep.
Based that way. It's fruit punch flavor.
Still delicious.
Still tastes like weed to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Wait, get that full body,
fruit
man.
Fruit punch flavored.
No,
there's no strength of fruit punch because I punch that shit in on the internet.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait. Come on, WikiLeaf. Come on.
I don't know about that. I assume because usually when you buy it,
which one was it? Is this Aaron?
Really?
Yeah. Or was it Aaron?
Yeah.
Oh. I would assume that usually when you get the oils and shit, they tell you what strain it was concentrated from.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying here, no, there's other...
The identifier was
fruit
punch.
They all got fruity names.
They all got fruity names.
And, like, actual fruit, not... I'm not being derogatory.
It was like mango.
Yeah. not like Terrence.
Oh, that's kind of, you know, I'm not being derogatory.
Nice.
Terrence. So, I wonder what they make it with then. Who knows? Who cares? It works.
I know, right?
pull your head out of your ass and hit it.
They can make it with the tears of young children. As long as there's THC in it, I don't give a shit.
Jesus, man. Come on, now.
Yes. The young Vietnamese children, they have harvest the marijuana plants.
Yeah.
They collect their tears because their bodies are saturated with THC crystals. And they absorb it through their fingers as they pick apart the plant. And then they cry themselves asleep at night. And they collect it in a little vial. And they ship it over to the U.S. and sell it to patients with fake doctor certificates. But yeah, this e-liquid, it looked a lot thicker than anything that I've smoked on.
But I could tell you, as someone who's loaded these cartridges, it was definitely a lot thinner than the oil.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But it smokes the same either way. It's just like hitting an e-cig, only it gets you fucked up. It definitely has a distinct taste. You can taste the cannabis in it.
Oh, yeah. It's delicious.
It is, actually. I could just, have a cartridge of this shit in my pocket and pop out for lunch break or, quick cigarette break and get a couple hits off of this thing.
That's where all our minds go instantly. How could I get fucked up at work?
Right. How could I make work not feel like it exists?
I could if I did. Yes. But I don't, so I won't. No, if I did some other type of job, like, say, retail sales or restaurant business, then that's what I would do.
Right.
Clerk at a GameStop, waitress at a Denny's. Who the fuck cares, please? Maybe he'll be a little nicer.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll treat the people around you like human beings if you're stoned. That's right. Everyone working with the public, hear my words.
Must get stoned.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen,
please. If you can't pull your head out of your ass long enough to just do a simple job, then please get stoned enough so that it doesn't matter.
And
anymore.
As somebody who used to work with the public, some of you public, you could also stand to be getting stoned and mellow the fuck out.
Yeah.
And give some of the people behind the counter a break.
Be like, just have to go through that true. Phase.
There is blame to go around on both sides.
Maybe if you weren't such an uptight fucker.
Right. All right, time for bong hits. I don't fucking remember. I'm high. The news. Do the fucking news.
Dateline Atlanta, Georgia.
Hotlanta.
There's been three bills in the state senate to legalize medical marijuana for a number of different ailments, depending on the bill. They end up passing the weakest bill out of the three, which all it does is put in place a study, a five-year study on medical marijuana and its effects on children. And this is like studies that we talked about in the past, CBD oil for treating seizures and stuff like that. There's no way anybody's really getting high off of any THC that would be used in this study anyway. They cap it at 3% THC, which stuff that we're smoking is anywhere from 15 to 25 usually, right? Does that seem like, or maybe 22? 25 seems a little high. But I found interesting because, you do research on this and it's all the time that bills are getting proposed and knocked down in a lot of these conservative states. But on the same day that they approve this weak-ass medical marijuana bill, which isn't even going to put any medical marijuana in use for to help anybody for the next 5 years, it's just going to be a study. The same day, they approved the Better Brunch Bill, as it was nicknamed. Now, what this does is moves back the time that they can sell alcohol on Sunday from noon to 10 o'clock.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Which they expect will raise $100 million for the state.
Well, I mean, shit, we moved it back to 7 here, and
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I remember.
Nobody's been complaining.
Oh, sure. Of course not.
And I'm not saying that it's. I think the restrictions, some of the restrictions on alcohol are ridiculous too, but to say, like, to put these ridiculous restrictions on medical marijuana, not even recreational.
But you can get your booze just, earlier.
Yeah.
Right.
But you can get drunk on a Sunday morning.
It's crazy.
It's the South. Make your own conclusions. If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help to show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
Connecticut. So, in Connecticut, there was a resident, Nicholas Mendito.
Where is he from in Connecticut?
Man, you know what? It said there was two cities that he had resided in that it said, and I didn't write it down because I was like, who the fuck's going to know? And then I forgot. You've been there. But no, somewhere in Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
I told you this before. It's not a big state. Just yell out, yo, Nicholas Mendito.
Oh, that's Rhode Island, to be fair.
Oh, okay, that's right. Anyway, so this guy, at some point in the past, had received a conviction, not a conviction. He received, well, yeah, I guess it was a conviction, because it would be a misdemeanor for possession of marijuana. Now, in 2011 in Connecticut, they basically decriminalized small amounts of marijuana, or personal amounts, as you might call it. So he actually took his case to the court and went all the way to the Supreme Court in the state Supreme Court, not the federal Supreme Court. And they agreed to overturn his conviction based on the fact that they have since decriminalized marijuana. And he had a personal amount, I think less than an ounce. It's not exactly the first time that this has happened, but it's the first, like, previous examples have happened in Colorado, which is pretty understandable because it's recreational now. It's like, you know, putting somebody in jail during alcohol prohibition, and then, you know, 6 months later, they're like, oh, I guess it's legal now. There's a lot of people, I'm sure, that got out of jail based on that. Even though that's not exactly how the law works, it's really hard to just be a total dick and be like, yeah, but, you know, you broke the law at the time. But in this case, you know, it's still illegal in Connecticut. It's not like it's legal to purchase and walk around with you. It's just been reduced to a ticket and not a misdemeanor. So this opens up for a lot of states for people to get their convictions overturned in areas where it's been decriminalized. Whether it's been decriminalized at a state level, like Connecticut, or even down to there's certain cities in our area where it's been decriminalized.
Yeah, I believe there's one called Detroit.
Yeah. Yep.
It was Jackson.
It was called We've Got Better Things to Do, Bill.
Lansing, Ferndale. Who else? I'm trying to think. There's Pleasant Ridge.
But it is interesting that you play this. I think we're really talking about people who are getting misdemeanor-like citations, you know, maybe appearing in court. I don't think this is getting anybody out of jail, you know. If you've been incarcerated, chances are you're distributing marijuana. It's not usually just possession that'll get you jailed. And usually not even your first offense. But for anyone who just has a ticket floating out there, it might be on a, in some states, even like a criminal offense. You know, that would be on your permanent record.
I hope you know that this will go down on your permanent record.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. I resisted knowing that somebody would take the bait.
Yeah, right.
So in international news, there was...
Ooh, fancy.
Yes.
I feel like I should be wearing a tie.
Just hold your pinky out when you drink your coffee. International news. International Medical Cannabis Patient Coalition is a group of people from many countries that came together in Prague.
The IMPC?
The IMCPC. This is a new coalition of citizens from different countries that met in Prague. They're from Bulgaria, Canada, the Czech Republic, Estonia, France, Italy, Latvia, Poland, Slovenia, Latveria, Spain, the UK, and the US.
Jesus.
I slid a fake country in there. I don't know if you guys
I was saying Latveria.
Latveria.
I was like, you sure you mean Latvia?
That's Dr. Doom's country. Hey, he's liberal. I know it doesn't look like it. Nerd! Believe it or not, Dr. Doom is a pretty liberal leader. You wouldn't think so. So they met in Prague.
So was Stalin.
They, right?
Exactly.
Did Stalin have robots or something? Never mind. They came together. They
killed them all in World War II.
They drafted,
read a history book. Okay.
They drafted a document, a declaration that they're going to present to the UN. And what they're looking to do, there's one of three solutions that they're looking for. Either a reclassification of marijuana, not as a, well, in our country we'd call it a Schedule I drug, but something that has... that actually does have medicinal purposes, right? Because that's part of the definition of Schedule I drug in the U.S. is that it has no medicinal purposes. It is just a recreational drug to be abused in their minds. Either reclassify it, remove it from the list. Remember, we've talked about the treaty between the nations, classifying which drugs should be deemed as illegal and have no medical purpose, or at the very least... create a UN convention on marijuana to get the leaders together to speak on if there's actually...
The UN all get together and get high is what they're basically
saying.
Discuss like what Egypt. Are the possible medical benefits.
Stop Bogarting to join Egypt.
Yeah.
Nice. So all these people had different stories as to how marijuana has helped them in some way, whether it was themselves or maybe a family member. And yeah, I mean, nobody listens to the UN anyway, so.
Right. Their stupid blue uniforms.
Yeah.
That's gonna, yeah.
They're going to come charging into your country in those stupid blue helmets with bongs saying, smoke this.
Yeah.
Bet those blue uniforms work out well in jungle situations.
They're peacekeeping
missions.
Yeah, they're not trying to hide.
Not there to do secret missions.
Why the fuck not?
Because they suck.
I was looking for peacekeeping, but it sucked, yeah.
Oh, I can't stand anymore.
Yeah.
Hey... did you hear that Barry O was talking about marijuana?
Yes, he was.
He was interviewed by, what was it, Shane Smith. You know who he is, Rob.
Yep,
one of the founders of Vice.
Yep.
Which, if you haven't checked out Vice Online, I'm sure millions of people know about it.
Right.
If you're listening to this podcast, chances are you've come across Vice, whether it's online or their show on HBO.
Yeah.
This is not the link.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I don't know what kills me about that beat, though. It's fucking awesome.
What's happening?
For young people, I'm sorry, but if you legalized marijuana, it would be the biggest.
Wait, he's Canadian?
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, It shouldn't be young people's biggest priority.
Right.
It was our
most popular.
No, I understand, because sometimes on the White House website and petitions, we get the same. So let's put it in perspective. Young people, I understand this is important to you, but you should be thinking about climate change. Right. The economy, jobs.
Agreed, but it's such an easy thing to fix, too.
Maybe way at the bottom you should be thinking about marijuana. I'd separate out the issue of
Pacino just busting the
criminalization of marijuana from encouraging its use. I think there is no doubt that our criminal justice system generally is so heavily skewed towards cracking down on nonviolent drug offenders that it has not just had a terrible effect on many communities, particularly communities of color, rendering a lot of folks unemployable because they got felony records, disproportionate prison sentences. It costs a huge amount of money to states, and a lot of states are starting to figure that out. But what I'm encouraged by is you're starting to see not just liberal Democrats, but also some very conservative Republicans recognize this doesn't make sense, including sort of the libertarian wing of the Republican Party.
They see the money.
And they see the money and how costly it is to incarcerate. So we may actually be able to make some progress on the decriminalization side. At a certain point, if enough states end up decriminalizing, then Congress may then reschedule marijuana. Mm. But I always say to folks,
Is it late?
Legalization or decriminalization is not a panacea. Do you feel the same way about meth? Mm-hmm. Do we feel the same way about coke? How about crack? How about heroin? And there is a legitimate, I think, concern.
Why is he bringing that up?
The overall effects this has.
Why you bring up bullshit, Barry?
Particularly dwells parts on of our society. Substance abuse generally, legal and illegal substances, is a problem. Locking somebody up for 20 years is probably not the best strategy, and that's something that we have to rethink as a society as a whole.
Yeah, right. The war on drugs is failing. That's something that everybody's come to realize.
Right.
And drug abuse is bad. No new news on that front.
Right.
But hey, everyone, Guy on Vice got Barry O to talk about marijuana.
You stupid fucking cunt.
Jesus. That's the president, you know. Have you no respect, Al?
What are you going to do about it, asshole?
That's what I would have been, yeah. Put me across from Barry O. Yeah. Medical marijuana.
What are you going to do about it, asshole?
Fending prohibition on marijuana.
What are you going to do about it, asshole?
ISIS.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. Asshole? Yeah, pretty much you could use that for anything.
Homelessness.
What are you going to do about it, asshole?
That should just be nothing. For the presidential debates in 2016, that should just be Al Pacino hosts every one.
What are you going to do about it, asshole?
Yeah. They just have a wheel with topics.
Yeah.
And child abuse.
What are you going to do about it, asshole?
Foreign aid.
What are you going to do about it, asshole?
You got abortion.
What are you going to do about it, asshole?
You're in need of a serious attitude adjustment, young man. You better get your priorities straight.
Calm down, Barry. No, that's Barry to the youth.
Yeah.
Okay, but it doesn't have to. It shouldn't be this the nation's youth's top priority. It wasn't. It was his fifth crest. It was his fifth question, right? He didn't jump right out of the gate with marijuana.
Pot, marijuana, cannabis sativa.
And okay, climate change, whatever you want to call it. ISIS, ISIL, IS, whatever you want to call them.
What are you going to do about it? Asshole.
All these things are like major complex issues that we should look at solving, but here's a real easy one right here in front of us.
Right.
Really?
It's like saying, I'm not gonna clean the house today because my car is broken and I can't get my car fixed, so what the fuck's the point?
You fairy.
So I'm not going to do anything else either. I'm not going to do the easy things because I can't do the hard one. I mean, maybe fixing some of the easier issues in this nation will start to get us on track to come together to fight the harder ones. I'm not trying to say that, like...
The good news is you're fired.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. If I was president, yeah. They'd have me out of there in a hurry. But yeah, maybe marijuana will open up some doors to, you know, you solve this issue and maybe we can have an attitude of like, hey, we can actually come together and solve issues in this country.
Right.
Regardless of the fact that we see things in different light or feel like we're fighting for different sides. There's still some common ground to be found.
And there's one amendment that legalizes gay marriage and marijuana all at the same time. So we can move on to greater issues.
I don't know. I'll step off my soapbox now.
Step down.
Step down off the soapbox.
Put it away. Bring it back out on Wednesday for Unregimented.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to witness some scenes from the next attraction to play this theater. This picture, truly one of the most unusual ever filmed, contains scenes which under no circumstances should be viewed by anyone with a heart condition or anyone who is easily upset. We urgently recommend that if you are such a person or the parent of a young or impressionable child now in attendance, that you and the child leave the auditorium.
Rewind this and just smoke to it.
Welcome to Rewind This and Just Smoke to It. I'm your reviewer, Rob, from the Projection Booth podcast. There's a certain calm in isolation, and there's a certain feeling that when you visit a place that seems away from the world, a place where secrets are kept and outsiders are not welcome, even the police, that's even weirder. This week, I'm talking about The Wicker Man.
I could a tale unfold whose lightest word would harrow up thy soul. Freeze thy young blood.
This 1973 film from director Robin Hardy tells the tale of a missing girl on an island community off the Scottish coast. Sergeant Howie, played by Edward Woodward, best known to American audiences as the title character in the 1980 show The Equalizer, has come to Summer Isle to find out what happened to Rowan Morrison. The more questions he asks, the more he seems to find weird things happening around him. Whispers, looks, a town that doesn't want to talk to the police, and one that doesn't respect his Christian values. He finds Summer Isle might just be one of the last pagan outposts in the isolated islands off the coast of Scotland.
I am here to investigate the disappearance of a young girl. Where is Rowan Morrison?
As Howie continues to investigate, the mother of Rowan Morrison tries to convince him that the girl never existed.
If Rowan Morrison existed, we would know of him.
I suspect murder.
But Sergeant, I've already told...
In the name of God, woman, what kind of mother are you that can stand by and see your own child slaughtered?
Meanwhile, the Lord of the Isle, played by the great Christopher Lee, is up to some sinister things. Maybe he's responsible for the girl's disappearance. But why?
Now, those children out there, they're jumping through the flames in the hope that the God of Fire will make them fruitful. Really, you can hardly blame them. After all, what girl would not prefer the child of a god to that of some acne-scarred artisan?
And you encourage them in this?
Actively. It's most important that each new generation born on Summer Isle be made aware that here the old gods aren't dead.
And what of the true god, to whose glory churches and monasteries have been built on these islands for generations past? Now, sir, what of him?
Well, he's dead. He can't complain. He had his chance, and in modern parlance...
Well, Howie soon learns that there's an important celebration coming, and the islanders have something planned for their special guest. Critics have cited The Wicker Man as one of the greatest British films ever made, and one of the more high-minded thrillers ever made in film history. One reviewer called it the Citizen Kane of horror films. And like most films of note in the modern era, The Wicker Man has been remade. It was horribly updated into a version starring Nicolas Cage a few years back. It still makes me laugh whenever I think of this scene.
What is that? What is that? What is it? Oh, no, not the beast!
Not the bees! Ah! Out of my eyes! My eyes! Ah! Ah!
Anyhow, skip that one and seek out the original, because the film truly is an original and one of the most involved, interesting, and creepy modern-era horror films that you'll see.
Dear God in heaven, even these people can't be that mad.
So The Wicker Man is my pick this week for Rewind This and Just Smoke to It. And until next week, I'm Rob from The Projection Booth. You can find out more about my usual show at projection-booth.com. If you have suggestions for films I should review, you can tweet them at the show. That's at TheWeedsman420. And as Chris, Rob, and Aaron always say, stay high.
In Virginia, a sixth grader suspended for a year for bringing a leaf to school that looked like a pot leaf.
Yeah, I saw that article.
Let me guess, it wasn't a pot leaf.
Nope.
It's some fucking oversensitive fucking parent.
I don't know if this sixth grader, they suspended him for a year and they ended up revoking the suspension, but he's already been moved to another school.
Wow.
That's crazy. Sometimes school administrators can be a little much.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horn.
What website is this again?
A sixth grader in Virginia was suspended for 364 days and charged with possession of marijuana because he had a lighter and leaf that looked like, but it was conclusively determined not to be pot, stuffed inside his backpack.
Yeah, they apparently tested it three times.
Well, someone's about to get schooled.
It came up negative.
Junior's parents are suing the district. Charges against their 11-year-old were dropped after the foliage was found to be just a leaf. But the school didn't change course. The board's attorney reportedly said their anti-drug policy treats possession of real drugs and imitation ones the same. Sounds like someone's blowing smoke.
So don't bring your oregano to school.
All right.
Yeah. Better leave that confectioner's sugar at home.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so he got suspended for a year. Now, I heard that they actually did revoke the suspension. They did back off of the suspension part of it. But he was in some like advanced class or something, and he ended up getting moved to a whole different program in a different school.
Yeah, that's a little extreme.
A little. even if he did bring a pot leaf, even if he brought a joint to school, even if he smoked some weed in the bathroom at school, do you still think that the punishment was appropriate?
Well, I mean, if he's smoking a joint, that's a little different.
That's a lot more extreme. It's a lot different.
Yeah.
My point is, how far can we push this until the punishment fits the crime? What do you think? I would say a year suspension, that can really fuck up a kid's life.
Right.
And you've got to be doing some extreme shit. Dealing drugs.
Yeah.
Repeated behavior, violence.
Yeah, it's got to be like a record on that, man.
I think if you're using drugs at school, should we just like using alcohol at school? It's just like if you're drinking a beer in the bathroom and you get caught. Now, that's if you're actually determined to have it.
Right.
What this kid had, this is just a fucking... This is a real-life SJW at this school. This is somebody with a hard-on against pot. You know, Or I don't know, maybe they're not getting enough at home or they're not in charge at home. And we're going to make an example of this 11-year-old because I said so. That's what this...
And what's an SJW? Yeah, isn't that an R&B band?
Yeah, SJW.
From the man who did the story about them, Social Justice Warrior.
Oh. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, but way to throw your weight around with an 11-year-old. Good job.
Yeah.
Someone's not in charge. Someone's not in charge at home.
Someone's not in reality.
Yeah.
Like, to think that is that much of a danger to your school that you have to have this zero-tolerance policy.
Yeah. It's going to get like, the whole school high with that leaf.
The mere suggestion of it.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
Yeah, the other children, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. It's not even... He didn't even bring a drug. Even if it was a marijuana leaf, it's still not even a drug.
Right.
The drug's not in there.
Yeah, the drug's in the flower.
Well, I mean, okay, so maybe a little bit of the drug is in there, but you would have to have, if you caught him in the chemistry lab with the marijuana leaves trying to process that right. into some concentrate, then yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But come on. This is like, he brought some grains.
It's not like he's making hash in biology.
It's time to cook, Jesse.
He brought some hops to school, and they're like, you can make alcohol out of that. You're suspended.
Right.
He had some grapes in his lunch, and they were like, all you got to do is stomp on those and let it ferment, and you could get somebody drunk and ruin their lives.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, you left your apple cider out for a week. There you go.
Yep.
He's in biology.
He came in with the leaf and got his best friend. Was like, it's time to cook, Jesse.
Yeah, let's go.
We're going to get so baked off of it. We're going to make one small little brownie.
We're going to get so baked. See,
just reach into the backpack and just one leaf. There we go. Let's get this done.
They'd be able to make one little pat of butter.
Right.
If you get those individual things at
this
the restaurant.
This is
going
to make our money. This is going to be the...
Just put it on some toast.
Yeah.
And get weird for fucking... like for the fifth minutes. Period.
Yeah.
Oh, Montana.
Hannah Montana. Sorry. Oh.
Not here, sir. Not at all.
But there is a connection here. Montana marijuana, Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus, pot-themed clothing.
Yeah.
Smoking pot.
All the time. Right? All the time.
Rob has a presence here. I can back him up on this.
Thank you. Finally.
But yeah, why play some Hannah Montana when you can play some Frank Zappa?
Yeah, I agree.
This is like the only Zappa song I remember hearing on the radio. I think we talked about this before too, but I'd never heard. I thought he was like Weird Al that never went anywhere when I was a kid. Right? He had one parody song that I was just like, okay. And never heard of him again.
Waxing it down.
It wasn't until later that I started to research his very vast catalog and realized the genius of this man.
You know, research.
It did, yeah. It was post-pothead that I realized was going on.
Like research like this? Doing that research on Zappa?
But yeah, if you're not familiar with this song, it is entitled Montana, and... We are talking about Montana today, being the next state in line to review their marijuana policies and how they're doing.
But I'd leave this
and marijuana, Montana, but just got their head up their asses on this shit. All right,
oh boy,
another.
Well, you wouldn't expect them to be too liberal on it, right? It's a conservative state. You have some of your standard penalties on this, possible up to 6 months incarceration for misdemeanors on first offense. And personal use is listed strangely as less than 60 grams. That's a lot.
Well, like you can have this, you know.
That's like 3 ounces, right?
Yeah. Right.
That's almost 3 ounces. Yes. Or two, just over 3 ounces.
It's 2 ounces-ish.
No, isn't it 28 grams to an ounce?
Yes.
So it would be just over 2 ounces.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. $500 fine, more than 60 grams, 3 years, and $1,000 fine. Or no, I'm sorry, that was second offense on less than 60. More than 60, you're looking at a felony if you have more than 2+ ounces.
I have no idea how this is going to go. Come on.
Now, they've had...
Is that what this sounds like?
They have... yeah, you nailed it.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Montana's had medical marijuana since 2004. Isn't the same time that Michigan?
No, 2008.
Oh, really?
We voted in medical marijuana with Obama. That election.
Oh, yeah. So they were earlier on the boat than we were when it comes to medical, but listen to their medical marijuana program. Qualifying conditions, chronic pain, nausea, seizures, cachexia, which I think is, you can
That's
get
something
from
the person
mix.
Who wrote the bill made up so he could get a medical marijuana card.
I'm addicted to Chex Mix.
It's a cachexia.
Or wasting syndrome. Maybe it's just another name for wasting syndrome, I guess.
Oh, somebody has that and is affected by it, and we just made fun of it. Good for us.
A medical marijuana patient can possess up to an ounce of marijuana. They are allowed to grow up to have four mature plants at one time. And then
this is your jam, Rob.
There's caregivers. This song is so fucking catchy, man.
It is.
Sure, it is. Somebody else wrote it. Of course it is.
Yeah, it was written by professionals. Yeah. Caregivers in Montana can have up to three patients each. And they're not allowed to accept any monetary compensation.
So are we back to losing like $300 in the couch?
Yep.
I'm thinking blowjobs or something, you know?
So you're going to blow me and then give me $300?
No, for the weed.
Listen, just stay.
You drive a hard bargain.
That'd be a good system. So I give you weed, you give me money, and a blowjob.
Yeah. Wow. That limits each.
Now that's a party in the USA. All right? It on purpose.
Fire.
What are you, a caveman? I need
fire.
Are you Beavis?
I gave you my lighter. I need that lighter back, by the way. That light blue one.
Yeah. Lighter's thief.
Permits patients to grow marijuana or designate a provider, limiting each marijuana provider to three patients. Prohibiting marijuana providers from accepting anything of value in exchange for services or products. Granting local government authority to regulate marijuana providers. Establishing specific standards of demonstrating chronic pain and reviewing the practices of doctors who certify marijuana use for 25 or more patients in a 12-month period. So if in 1 year you come across 25 patients who you prescribe, 25 patients or more that you prescribe medical marijuana to, you're going to come up for review automatically. So that's Montana. At least they had enough sympathy to be early adopters of medical marijuana. But their program is jacked. I do not like her version of this. Everyone was like, oh, Miley Cyrus can horrible. Really sing. And I was like, why didn't who was ever helping her with the arrangement?
Didn't we discuss that Paul Simon was in the building when this was performed?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you're hot and all, but...
If they would have asked her, he would probably would have said, that sounds great, but, you know, you need to, like, bump that up.
At least to do what?
A step and a half or so.
At least to do what? Paul Simon does first verse, then you fly in skinny blonde chick
I think that's
for ratings.
Thing. No, I don't know if that would work, because I think they have completely different ranges.
Right.
I don't know. Paul Simon's got a pretty vast range, though, when you think about it. Yeah. This sucks.
Yeah. Big time.
And she does too much to... She tries to sex it up. It sounds like an 808 snare. Just pitch like, the shit up, bitch.
Like, is this the beginning... Like, I had a thought. Is this the beginning of a reinvention for her?
No.
Is this trying to get out of the pop party girl music and into...
No.
Is this her and
I don't know what else to say, but no.
Is this her and dad being proactive, going, one day them titties are going to drop?
No.
You won't keep doing music? You got to start thinking about future. There, Miley. Go give me the mullet wig.
Maybe an opportunity to try and expand her audience. Maybe. It's a shitty, shitty version. Oh, it's murder, 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 kill, yeah, kill, coach. Kill this podcast.
Yeah.
That's all she wrote.
On that note. Oh. Wait.
Yep.
We can't stay high just yet because Aaron has to stay alive.
Yeah, I stay high all the time.
All right. Now we'll stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman podcast on Facebook. And thanks for all of the new followers on Twitter at the Weedsman 420.
Thanks for the support.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Android users You can find this show on Stitcher Radio. I think we've agreed that's the way to go for Android.
It's either Stitcher or the podcast app for the Apple devices. It's the only two I use.
You can now listen to a new episode of A Christopher Media Show every day of the week. Sundays, M&M Question Everything. Monday and Thursday, you have Unregimented. Tuesday, you get the Weedman Podcast Nugget.
The bonus nugget.
Yeah, it's a little extra. And it prepares you for the big show on Friday. Sometimes on Tuesdays, you get the Toddzilla X-Pod. On Wednesdays, you have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. You also have the Projection Booth with soon-to-be-published author,
yes,
Rob St. Mary. Mike White also. He has books on Amazon. Go check them out. Last year, 2014, a lot of big things for the Projection Booth. They were recognized by the AV Club. Yeah. Indie,
what was top-rated podcast.
IndieWire.com. Check them out on Wednesdays. Saturday, we have the Captain's Table finishing out the week.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.